with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A snag has developed in negotiations over the release of some 50 hostages kidnapped by terror group Hamas in the attack on Israel October 7th. The swap was to take place as part of a four-day truce that had been expected to begin Thursday but was delayed Friday. This according to an aide for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A vehicle crash and explosion leaves two people dead at a checkpoint on the American side of a U.S.-Canada bridge. Melissa Raffalo says she was in Niagara Falls State Park and saw the smoke, but at first had no idea it was a vehicle explosion.
It was a huge plume of black smoke. I just thought it was a regular fire, not like an explosion. We weren't sure where it came from. It was probably around 50 yards away from us. But we didn't really realize anything was wrong until we heard a whole bunch of sirens.
The vehicle was speeding from Niagara Falls, New York, towards Rainbow Bridge, which connects the two countries across the Niagara River. The incident led to the closing of the border crossing and three others in the area. Also at SRNnews.com, if you're driving a hybrid Jeep Wrangler, there's a new recall you need to know about.
Automaker Stellantis has announced a recall of more than 32,000 of its hybrid Jeep Wrangler SUVs because they pose a potential fire risk. The recall covers 2021 through 2024 models of the Jeep Wrangler 4xe SUVs. During a review of customer information, Stellantis determined that eight of the hybrid Wranglers caught fire while they were turned off and parked. Six of the vehicles caught fire while they were being charged. The company says no one was reportedly hurt in those fires, but they are advising people not to charge the affected SUVs or park them by buildings until they can be fixed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new pro-life pregnancy center is coming to Texas.
Prestonwood Baptist Church and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary are joining forces to set up the facility on the Fort Worth campus of the seminary early next year. Dr. David Dockery, the president of the school, says, quote, "In post-Roe America, the challenges to the sanctity of human life are very real. Those challenges are opportunities for Christians to show the love of Christ to women and children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German authorities have raided the homes of 17 people in the state of Bavaria accused of spreading anti-Semitic hate speech and threats targeting Jews online. The suspects were 15 men and two women between the ages of 18 and 62. They're accused of having celebrated Hamas attacks on Israel October 7th and spreading anti-Semitism on social media. There's been a spike in anti-Semitism in Germany since the attacks, but other countries are seeing similar responses as well. This is SRN News. Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana, and other northern states hope to stop an invasion of destructive wild pigs from Canada.
The animals already cause around $2.5 billion in damage to U.S. crops every year, mostly in southern states like Texas. But the exploding population of feral swine on the prairies of western Canada is threatening to spill south. What's even worse, wild pigs roaming Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba are often crossbreeds, combining the survival skills of wild Eurasian boar with the size and high fertility rates of domestic swine. Rich Thomason reporting.
More than half of American voters say they or someone they live with owns a gun. 52% in the poll is up from 46% in 2019. Gun ownership falls along partisan lines. Two in three Republican voters say they or someone they know owns a gun. Less than half of Democrats admit the same. More details at SRNnews.com.